Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got trouble.
We've got trouble in River City, boy. Sue and I have spent the last 15 minutes trying to talk Kendra through preparing a birthday meal for her husband because it's his special day today.
Can I just make note of something? You guys always say, like, what a horrible cook I am and that I'm terrible in the kitchen.
Oh, I'm worse than you, I think.
Kendra is like, how do I cook a steak? And can I just put the frying pan into the oven?
Yeah,
well, they do it
I
on the cooking
that.
Shows.
Some
oh
people do
God.
That. You can put a frying pan, but not with a steak.
Not with
no,
a steak.
No. It's Magic 106.7. Good morning. Morning, Magic. David, Sue, and Kendra. It's nice to be all back together again. So it's Stephen's. Is it a significant birthday today? Is it a round number?
No, it's not a round number. But, we're three away from the round number.
But
so.
You want to do something nice. You want to do something special.
Happy birthday, Stephen.
I know. Happy birthday. Love you.
Spends his day saving lives and serving the public as a police officer.
Yep.
You got to take care of him tonight.
You
so it's
do.
Be like
you
a
have
special
to.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. Well, David sent me this. You sent me this dark chocolate mousse recipe. Like, I'm going to be able to do that.
I'm having second thoughts about you. Just our conversation off the air over the last 10 minutes has made me realize you may just want to.
Call
a caterer.
What was your first clue? When she said, what's a broiler pan? Yeah. I was like, oh my God. I go, you cooked the steak in a broiler pan. She goes, well, what's that? I said, you know, the pan, it has the little slits.
We have something with holes in it. A pan, like a rectangular pan that has holes in it, but I don't have something that goes under it to catch it.
Yeah.
Can I just put another pan under it, like a regular?
There is a pan that goes under it, a specific thing that it fits under.
So the broiler pan is two pieces. It's like a pan, and then on the top of it, it's like a tray with holes, like vertical holes.
I know we have the holy one.
So it catches the juice. Oh, my.
But I don't think we have the second piece.
Maybe you should get takeout.
You guys should go out to a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
I think that's what you should do. It occurred to me. This is what you got to do. You go to a nice restaurant, you come home for dessert and a glass of wine afterwards. So you make that chocolate mousse recipe I sent you.
I am going to try to make that. I think I can do dessert because it's directions and I think I can follow directions. I'm not very soft on the folding of the egg whites, so I have to slow down a little bit when I do that.
A cream of tartar to sprinkle in there to keep the egg whites fluffy and...
I'm feeling better about my cooking abilities right now. I honestly am. You guys give me a bad rap. I'm feeling so much better because she said things like, she's like, well, do you just fry the meat in a pan? I was like, what?
Do I should use oil or butter, though? That's a legit question. If I am going to cook something, like if it's meat or turkey or anything or chicken or something in a pan, do I use oil or butter?
You don't ever use oil.
Yeah. Why?
Butter. If you're going to cook steak, put butter on the steak.
I mean, I'll occasionally put a little bit of oil on like a piece of pork tenderloin, but like not for a steak.
No.
I wouldn't. I would either use a rub or you can put a little butter and salt and pepper.
And where do I buy a rub?
Okay.
Do I have to make that?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Do
you
I have to make it?
Go to
a
supermarket and buy it. You can send
it
around. The spice aisle, you can get a rub to put on the steak.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you need to go to a restaurant. I'm already feeling bad about this. In fact, Stephen needs to call his colleagues over in the fire department if you're going to be doing anything with butter and oil and a frying pan and the oven. Do you have gas or electric in your house?
Electric, but I use olive oil for everything. Yeah. I don't ever put butter in the pan. Am I supposed to be using butter?
You don't want to heat the olive oil. Oh, man, we need to go back to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.